Hey, Jeffrey Craner here, coming to you from Edinburgh, Scotland, where Janina and I just watched her brother Eli of the podcast The Male Gaze, G-A-Y-Z, perform stand-up, and he was damned fantastic. So here are a few more sneak peek excerpts from Season 3, which premieres September 4th. And don't forget our Patreon page. Support within the wires and you'll get Episode 1 of the new season a full week before anyone else. Plus all kinds of behind-the-scenes stuff and even a whole other Within the Wires season called Black Box, available only to our supporters. And if you're near London, come see Within the Wires live, on stage, at the London Podcast Festival on September 13th. Tickets are only $14.50 and you can get them at withinthewires.com. And hey, you're cool.
Amy, call Dr. Jefferson and get me an appointment for Thursday or Friday, early morning. Vivi and I found an injured cat, and we'd like to get it fixed. Fixed meaning spayed, but I suppose also meaning repaired. See if Dr. Jefferson can repair and spay our new cat. Also, pick up a square of fabric about 30 by 30 centimeters, something orange, preferably patterned, an argyle or stencil print, as well as some dark thread, maroon or violet. Once you do that, fold the square into a bandana and embroider the name Constance onto the back part of the bandana. We named the cat Constance. Also, Amy, can you print that name in script? In cursive, where each letter elegantly sweeps into the next? Don't fret if you can't do that. Just do it in print, I guess. Thanks. Letter from the office of Michael Witten on the 13th of August, 1953, to Ursula Lindholm, Director of Communications, Department of Global Trade, European Office. Dear Director Lindholm, thank you for your reply to my question about personnel restructuring. Your concerns about my poking around are valid, but rest assured that this is not an inquisition or a judgment, simply curiosity. Amy, don't write poking around. Say inquiries. Always mean what you say, but rarely say what you mean. If my tone was aggressive, then I apologize, Ursula. It was not my intent. I would never want to make a colleague feel less than on equal ground. As I understand it, Karen Roberts relocated the entire Western European Labor Department into the communications office. Congratulations on the increased resources. I hope you got a raise. I wish there were a way to suggest this is a joke. Ursula doesn't seem to have any sense of humor. Her letter was what? Two sentences? I'm surprised she didn't carve it directly into a block of ice. Amy, can you just draw a smiley face after my last comment? I'm not kidding. But most of my questions went unanswered. Perhaps you're pressed for time, and if so, please let me know my best approach to Karen Roberts herself. She hasn't returned my calls or letters. First, what is to become of regulatory protections for workers? The North and Baltic Seas are filled with fishing ships. There are mines and textile factories all over the continent. Who is protecting workers from abuse if the entire region has no labor department? You can't build a society without a well-treated workforce. Second, Karen Roberts owned the largest construction firm along the Gulf of Mexico. Upon taking a government job, did she sell her interests in KR Development, Inc.? Calls to her Houston office suggest to me she has not. This is a violation of New Society ethics bylaws for bureaucrats. If she still owns any part of KR while administering all of Europe's trade, then this is in direct conflict with our New Society's core values for governmental leadership. This is not a threat, but a fact. Also, it is a threat. Don't write that part. No, write it, but then draw another smiley face. That was definitely a joke. No threats in letters, Amy. You know that. Amy, on second thought, if you can't embroider a nice cursive script, please just find a tailor or something to teach you. I don't know. Figure it out. I'm positive you can figure it out.
Within the Wires is a production of Night Vale Presents. It is written by Jeffrey Craner and Janina Mathewson, with original music by Mary Epworth. Find more of Mary's music at maryepworth.com. The voice of Michael Witten is Lee Lebreton. You can support our show and get exclusive episodes and other cool things at patreon.com/withinthewires. Also, join us in London on September 13th for our live Within the Wires show. Tickets at withinthewires.com. And hey, I love you.